chairman appointment of a member to take the minutes because we don't have a staff. I guess that leaves the two of you. Which one want to fight over taking the minutes, Marge or?
I don't want to fight over it. I don't know how to take minutes.
Marge, will you take the minutes? I have everything is set up in here, so I can just pass that on to you. There's a call and roll. We have that. So each one should be there. All right, so we've appointed Commissioner Shore to take the minutes for this evening, and I keep thinking that this is working and it's not. So I'm just turning that around. And we have approval of the minutes for March 28th.
So move.
Second for approval of the minutes, Marge, you want to?
Well,
do you have some questions?
Yeah, I have some problems, but it's prior to this because it's been so long.
I'm going to go just see if Mark can turn.
First of all,
excuse me, Marge, I'll be right back because I want to check on the mic.
She wants to check on the mic. It's lit. It's on. Power's on. The mics are not.
Busy spending money on the roundabout.
We're talking about these.
Trapping now.
Testing.
Test.
This one is off. That one is off, right?
We have to share.
The city attorney says not working.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. We're good.
Okay. Good?
All right. Okay, Marge had a question on the minutes, so go ahead.
Well, this was back from March 28th. It said...
make sure you talk into the microphone.
It said that it was decided that we would have, well, I shouldn't say it, June 11th. It was decided that we would have Stantec do the surveying, and when I made the motion to have an outside surveyor, and we all voted it passed. So how did it get changed? I guess I don't understand. I didn't miss a meeting.
You know, it's been a while, so I don't recall, but I know that there was a question about that, but I think after we discussed it, and this could be something that happened at the council, I don't know, because I didn't do the minutes, but it was discussed that it would take longer and that we couldn't fit it in this year by trying to get a new consultant because it would have to quote a bid in that, and so we thought for this time around we would just add it to the existing contract, which would be the most cost-effective and timely method to make that happen. And they are not, Stantec is not doing the survey. They are hiring a surveyor, so it would be a third party.
But once you take a survey, why do you have to take one every, you don't have to take one every year. When you have a survey, it should be fine. I mean, and the quarries know where they belong. And if we have a problem, then we should bring it up. But we shouldn't be spending money for surveys every year.
Well, the survey section that was selected by the committee per the map that was provided at that meeting was verification of 51st Street based on the center line, because previously it was an unknown if we were doing center line, section line. And then the south side of the quarry, Alderman Barber had wanted the Drexel Avenue section done, which has never been done before. So it was supposed to be 51st and Drexel.
Right.
So we've never had one, so it wouldn't be redoing that every year. It would be doing that section for the first time.
Right, but after that, it sounds like you want to do one after you take the survey. that you will do one next year and next year?
I don't know. That would be totally up to money in the budget, committee votes, council approval. But if you want to get any kind of survey done this time around, it was decided that we would do it within the existing contract. And if you'd like me to hold the minutes up for approval and have the voice recording listened to verify what the motion was, we can hold the minutes.
Well, I guess I would sure like to know, because I know when I made this suggestion that...
Alderman Barber has his hand up. Maybe he has some additional information.
I'm the one that originally requested or raised the fact that we should have an independent monitoring person do it.
I made the motion.
And we, after discussion, it was based upon some consideration of the fact that there was possibly money left over from the previous Stantec contract that we could use. And so we tried to pursue it within that framework. At that meeting, it was decided that we would do this one under the Stantec auspices, and then any future ones, not that it would be done every year, but part of our monitoring would be to make sure that the quarry is staying within limits. So in the future, we would want to have some kind of survey done. It might not be every year, but in terms of the fact that this contract was let out to Stantec and was discussed that way.
Well, how come I wasn't advised? Because I had made the motion and we seconded it.
I think that we're having a lot of discussion on the minutes, so I think the best thing to do is we'll hold the minutes for verification, and then we'll get that verification. Are there any other questions on the minutes?
Yeah. What item is that on the minutes? We are approving the minutes for February, right? Is that an item on that we would hold off on?
This would be the March 28th minutes.
February 28th?
March
28th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then the other thing is, on that same order, it says 650 feet minimum setback. It's 850 on Drexel. Not on there again. And I think that should be clarified once and for all.
What number are you on? What are you looking at?
June 11th, 2018. The same page that it says $52,000 on there.
I don't know what you're referring to.
Well, right here it is.
That's in the quarry document?
That's the professional service agreement you're talking
right.
about?
Yeah.
And so what is your question? Because we're doing the minutes right now.
It's supposed to be 650 for 51st and 850 feet for Drexel. That is.
Well, we're not on that item, Marge. We're on the minutes right now. So let's get...
Well, this was in the minutes that it was...
That's up for review today.
Yeah, isn't that the professional service agreement that was signed?
Stantec Consulting Services. It was signed by...
It's business item 6A you're referring to, and I'm just trying to get beyond the minutes at this point. So I'd like a motion to table the minutes for verification on the item Commissioner Shore brought up about the motion for the survey.
And then also, it was on there, this was all included. Remember we were going to have markers put up there? And they'd be up there once and for all? How many?
Do I have a motion to table the minutes?
Could we approve the minutes regardless of and just hold that one item? That is
no,
a question.
No, that's not how minutes work. You either approve the minutes or you hold table the minutes.
And what item are we talking about there? I'm trying to figure
Six.
Out. Item 5A?
6A. She's 11.
She's looking at the agenda. You
I'm looking at the minutes. We're trying to approve the minutes for March 28th.
This isn't that difficult, everyone.
It's not on the agenda, minutes for March 28th. So why table it?
Because she asked to have...
Oh, okay.
She didn't like the minutes. I brought up the question about the minutes, and she didn't like the minutes. So I'm just...
Do what you want. I'm just going by what's in the... Okay, just approve them the way you want.
I would then need a motion to approve the minutes.
I think I made that motion.
Okay. Can I have a second?
I'll abstain.
Okay. Then... I'll vote in favor of the minutes, and we'll approve the minutes.
That item isn't in the March 28th minutes that we're approving.
You got to realize we didn't have a meeting for, 2 months?
Yeah.
When are we going to get it approved? That's all I want to know.
I think item 6A or 6... 6A tonight is looking at that, the professional service agreement. That's when it would, then we could discuss it at that point.
Okay. We've approved the minutes.
No,
two yes, one abstention. Minutes for March 28th are approved. The next item on the agenda is citizen comment period, and I will be limiting the time, although I will be somewhat flexible on that. I won't... slam the gavel down in 3 exact minutes, but I would like to keep them short. Is there anyone who would like to speak? Could you hand her the microphone, please?
Thank you.
Name and address for the record.
Judith Mills. 8018 West Swenson Way, Franklin. A 3-minute limit. We've never had one, and you've always been very gracious about listening to taxpayers and what they had to say. And I would hope that this isn't something that perpetuates itself, because I think that it's important to listen to what taxpayers have to say. The other thing is, without having meetings for 2 months, we should have 9 minutes to say what we have to say.
That's great.
Secondly, approving minutes that have all kinds of errors in them, I think, is a bad idea. And
Ms. Mills, there's been no verification that there are all kinds of errors. So there's been a question about them, which we can't even find on the agenda. So please don't put on the record that there are all kinds of errors, because that would be misleading the public, and this is a recorded meeting.
It was my understanding, my memory, that their assumption, what they were voting for was, or what they were going to get, was that the quarry boundaries would be surveyed and marked, permanently marked, so that this issue could be put behind us and you could deal with something else, rather than this has been an issue for 30 years and it doesn't go away because it's never handled well. And so when people were here and talking about it, the idea was that this would be done by an outside source with no connection to Stanek or the quarry. Let the taxpayers find somebody to do the surveying and marking of this stuff and permanent marking, so that you never have to hear about this again. The other thing I noticed about minutes is that the minutes will say, 5 taxpayers talked. That's it. It doesn't tell whether they're reading nursery rhymes or telling dirty jokes or what. There's no information on that. And I think that whoever the recording secretary becomes they need to report what the taxpayers are saying when they're up here and give their name. I mean, who said what? Because I think that the taxpayers are giving important information that never goes into the record. And then, and then if you're going to survey this, survey all four sides of the quarry and get this done once it's over with and we're not dealing with it over and over again. And the fact that what people thought was the motion that went in, that then on the minutes, when I heard these minutes, I mean, that's the first thing I noticed was that what was listed here in terms of what the city was going to do and what Stanley shouldn't be hiring the surveyor, we should be hiring a surveyor. Everything that the people thought they were getting disappeared, and it was the same thing that they were complaining about decade after decade after decade. It's the same thing. I mean, this is coming from Wilson. I'll put that on the record. It's the same, or whoever's been mayor, is what they're shoving down our throat. And they're not, taxpayers come, they talk, they have issues, they think they have a motion going before the Common Council, and it comes back all twisted and knotted into the same thing that existed 30 years ago. The other thing I would like to point out is the last thing, is that, because you're going to discuss it tonight, is this reclamation thing, and that I don't know if anybody was listening when I asked the question. Well, no, there was nobody to listen because I was the only one there. I asked the quarry people how many years they thought they could quarry that quarry. And they said, that's hard to say. And they said, well, ballpark it. And they said 40 years. And so I added 10 more years onto it, thinking they would be on the conservative side. So let's say that they've got 50 more years, that's a half century of quarrying that quarry. And then I asked them, how long is it going to take for you to put water in it to make this great lake we're going to have? And they said, well, they're not putting water in it, that there's a natural spring there, and it'll just fill up by itself. And I said, how long is that going to take? And, well, and I said, just ballpark this even for long. And they said maybe 30, 40 years. So if you're pouring for 50 years and it takes another 30 or 40 years to fill it with water, that's almost a century. And as a pouring committee, I've been going to these meetings for maybe 3 years, 2 or 3 years now, and we're working on a reclamation project for a century down the road. We're all going to be dead. Many of our children are going to be dead. In terms of what plants you're planting or what you're doing, some of these things might not even exist, or the government might decide you can't even plant those things. It's foul to even think about this stuff. We don't even know what Franklin is going to look like in 100 years, or if we're going to even be here. So we just want the borders marked for the quarry with permanent holes around it. And to think about what this is going to become in a century from now is that should be for people that are alive to figure that thing out down the road. So to spend any money, time, effort working on a reclamation project is kind of silly in my mind. And I think that's it. Thank you, and I have to thank you very, very much for your time and letting me speak.
Okay, you're welcome. All right.
Because I know I annoy you to no end.
Alderman Barber.
I'd just like to speak to one issue. On the February 28th minutes, that was from the Quarry Monitoring Committee.
Jill.
The Alderman Barber moved, and Member Knippel second, a motion recommending to the Common Council that due to the length of time from the last survey and also the need for defining the southern blasting area adjacent to Drexel Avenue, where blasting is occurring more often. The Quarry Monitoring Committee recommends a new survey in both the north and south boundaries along 51st Street and east-west Drexel boundary, and that a defined location of the center line be set and the surveying funds come from. This was to be filled in by the planning manager. On a voice vote, all voted aye, motion carried. So that is the existing motion right now, before it went to the council. Now, the council, there was also discussion on this.
Yes.
And the funding was said at that point, I believe, to stay with Stantec as a council action. I'm not sure about that, but the minutes that are reflected in the quarry does have the fact that we are going to do a survey. So that's the extent of what the quarry committee motion reads. So just for the record.
And that was not the March minutes that are in the packet. That was the previous meeting, which is why it's not here.
February.
I also would like to address, there's some new faces in the audience. I'd like to address the comments about 30 years. I haven't even been here. None of us have been here 30 years. As far as it...
Yes, we have.
I'm talking about on this committee to do something for you. So since this committee has been taking this up, it hasn't been 30 years. So I just wanted to make sure that there was some clarity on a 30-year issue. As far as an outside source, I already discussed that it would be an outside source. It would not be Stantec doing that. As far as the taxpayers picking the surveyor, that's typically not how city government works. This is the reason why you elect your elected officials. Taxpayers don't typically do that in any sense of the way to pick a consultant for the city. There would be no way to accomplish that. The minutes that everything reflected, I'm going to point out that we could reflect some of the things said here, but as I'm making corrections, I don't think it's a good idea to put a bunch of things down in writing that aren't necessarily correct. And if people would like to know that what those 3 or 4 or 10 or 20 citizens say, that is why we record the minutes. So those are available for you at your request. The comment about not understanding why we're doing the reclamation plan, this is a requirement by the DNR. Our time frame to do that is set by what the DNR standards are, so we are working on to meet that state requirement. Is there any other citizens that would like to speak?
Thank you. I'm Jill Erickson, 8016 South 16th Street. I wanted to say that Professor Jerry and I did go on the quarry tour over the holiday weekend, and that was very interesting to see everything up close and personal in the pit. So thank you for offering that to the public. About item 6A, yes, I think it's time to get that survey completed, Stantec hiring a third party. It's fine with me. We want to know the 51st Drexel boundaries. Yes, if they were marked, excellent. Then we'll know for future. Yes, let's get that done during this cycle of Stantec's contract. I would rally for that. Item 6B, as far as the current information on the city's website, we'll be addressing that. The corrections that were made never got into the newsletter. Somehow erroneous previous information, so to see that corrected would be appreciated. Real quickly, woo-hoo. Very glad that the council and mayor signed a letter drafted by our city attorney encouraging the governor to not strip municipalities from the power to govern quarries, and sure enough, the governor did use his veto power on that. So we appreciate, I as a citizen appreciate the city going to bat for us. And lastly, just just would like to know information on the current blasting records that Stantec is getting. I know there was information from the quarry, I think, that was provided to the city, or were those Stantec's readings. I will say that I have noticed since that October blast of last year that we are not experiencing as much of those. We haven't experienced large vibrational events as we have in the past, so I don't know what's going on, but it seems like there's something being paid attention to, and the amount of them also explosives or something, or maybe the weather conditions or that. I would like to see that still continue, but still look at where those blasting levels are at and compare them to any citizen complaints on that. And I think that's all I have for nothing.
Thank you. Any other citizens that would like to speak? Please take the microphone.
I believe we are contracting Stantec, but a third party would be doing it for that they would hire.
Well,
let's not go back and forth.
Why isn't someone else being looked into? Stantec was really falling down on the job last fall. It was ridiculous. And no one did a darn thing about it. And it does not sound very. I don't think that they should be doing it. I could make accusations, but I simply do not think they should be doing it. They are simply not reliable. And another thing about the item that got voted down by the governor, I have heard that the quarries are still trying to get that passed in Wisconsin.
But not an issue.
Yes, they are.
But it's not an issue. Eli got even vetoed. It won't come up again until the next day.
I don't want to have back and forth conversation, please. The citizens that are making the comments are correct. I've been vetoed in the budget. It's not an item that can come back at this point.
It doesn't have to wait for a budget bill. It can get signed onto any bill.
Well, then I would suggest you keep contacting your representatives.